Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. To begin, let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a town home, an apartment or condominium, or a manufactured or mobile home?
It's a three-bedroom home.
And is that a detached, a single-family home, or?
It's a single-family home.
Thank you. And do you own or rent your home?
I own my home, and it's free and clear.
Thank you. Now, please tell me, in what year was your home built?
1990.
1990, thank you. And have any upgrades, modifications have been made to the property, like roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades, structural upgrades, or raised top?
Yes, several of those things have been done to the house.
Oh, which one? Which ones?
Well, I think my roof was worked on at one time, and I've kept it maintained.
And what about impact windows, drainage upgrades, structural upgrades, or raised home?
I think I've got a back porch that I added on. And
Thank you very much. Now, how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
I'm a Florida Floridian.
And how many years have you been a permanent resident?
All my life.
And if you would put a number, please.
I'm 86 years old.
So 86 years old in total?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm? Yes or no?
I've been in several storms, if that's what you're asking.
Oh, well, tropical storm.
Yeah, just the regular storms that come through here.
But we're asking for a tropical storm.
I'm sure I've been through tropical storms. My husband has passed away. He's been gone for 33 years, but he was in the Army, retired. And we've been in Germany, and we will travel all over the world.
Oh, okay. And what about, have you or any adults in your household experienced a Category 1 hurricane?
I'm sure I did when I was growing up.
And what about a Category 2 hurricane?
I'm sure I did when I was
a Category 3 hurricane?
I believe I did.
And what about a Category 4 hurricane?
No, I don't remember a 4.
And what about a Category 5 hurricane?
I don't remember a 5.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you remember the name or the year of the tropical storm?
No, I don't.
What about the last one? Do you have an estimate of when that would have been?
I think we had here one this last year, but I don't remember.
About 5 years, that would be 2019?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, what about the Category 1 hurricane? You mentioned that you were very young. Do you remember?
Yes.
More or less.
I lived in Horseshoe Beach. Most people have never heard of that. Horseshoe Beach, Florida. My daddy was a fisherman.
Oh, that's great. Now, and do you remember the name or the year of that Category 1 hurricane?
No, I don't remember that.
And what about an estimate?
No, I'm sorry. I just can't remember those things.
Okay, and what about a Category 2 hurricane?
I remember I've been in a 2, but I don't know. I don't remember about it.
And you don't remember the name or the year?
No, I don't.
Okay. And what about a Category 3 hurricane? Do you remember the name or the year?
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you. Now, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No, not really.
And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too much.
Thank you. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
My son was right across the street, and my grandson was right next door, so I'm sure they would help take care of me.
Okay, thank you. Just a moment, please. Now, when would you begin to prepare for your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, meaning hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours.
The latter, I think. We try to stay prepared.
Thank you. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, so much certain, or not certain at all?
I'm very certain. My son and my grandson, they take very good care of me.
Okay, thank you very much. Just a moment. And let me just check. Please select your top 3 sources of information. Internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, or print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, or WhatsApp. What would be your top 3 sources?
Well, I listen to the radio a lot, and for company mainly because I do live by myself.
Mm-hmm. That is one. What would be the other two? Out of internet sources other than social media, TV, newspapers, or print media, friends and family,
well,
social.
I'm an old lady, but I'm very active in the church.
In the church,
I have a very good Sunday school class, and they check on me very often. And I live in a very good neighborhood.
Thank you. So that would be radio, your church, and what is the third one?
Oh, just my
internet.
Friends.
Friends and
my
family.
Friends.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
I think I try to be very prepared.
And on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being the least prepared and 5 being most prepared?
Well, I'm as prepared as I can be, is all I can say.
But on a scale of 1 to 5, how would you rate your preparedness?
I'm a 5.
A 5, thank you. Now, have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Cost of childcare, cost of food and other essentials, loss of income or employment, property taxes, cost of insurance, cost of housing, or transportation costs?
Well, I don't drive anymore. I gave up my driving. I gave it up on my own. My son was very worried about me driving, so I gave it up.
Okay, so...
I have to pay someone to take me anywhere, unless my son and my grandson take me. Well, the other people, of course, they have to charge me. I don't understand that.
So that would be transportation costs?
Well, I do volunteer work for the senior center, and I feel like I get repaid for everything I do.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Not that I know of, not that I've heard.
Thank you. And when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, meaning hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, meaning hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours. If emergency management officials order you to evacuate or probably never.
My son would, I think, take me where we were safe.
And do you know if they would be evacuating if a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a hurricane, Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate or probably never?
He would take me and get me out of here.
And when would that be? Out
as
of the option?
As soon as possible. I don't. We would just leave is all I know.
Okay. Just a moment. Thank you very much. Now, if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby family or friend, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you would not leave under any circumstances?
My son would just find a safe place, and if we had relatives that we could get to, well, we would go with it to them.
Oh, thank you very much. And you already mentioned it, but how many vehicles are available in the household?
My grandson has two, and my son has three, and I gave up my vehicle.
So in your household, is there?
I do not have a car in my household.
Thank you. Now, what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy? An estimate is fine.
I don't know. I can't tell you, but
okay,
I know
that's fine.
I have insurance, and I don't know. I don't know anything on my house.
That's fine. Now, how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am certain I could come up with a full $2,000. I could probably come up with a $2,000. I could probably not come up with a $2,000, or I am certain I could not come up with a $2,000.
I'm certain I could come up with $2,000.
Thank you. And how has your home insurance changed? How has your home insurance rate changed in the last year?
I don't know. I can't answer that. I have a caretaker, and she, my husband made arrangements before he died to have a caretaker come in and take care of me.
Okay, that's
so
fine.
She handles a lot of us.
And how has your, but if you remember, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 to 3 years back?
It's changed some, but I can't tell you how much.
And do you remember if it has decreased somewhat or increased somewhat?
It's increased some. I don't think nothing has gone down.
Thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 3 to 5 years back? Do you remember?
I don't remember, but I know it's changed some.
Increased somewhat?
Yeah, it has increased, I believe.
Thank you. Now, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 5 to 10 years?
I can't tell you the amount, but I'm sure it's changed.
And would you say it has decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, remained the same, increased somewhat, or increased significantly?
Increased somewhat.
Thank you. Now, as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing, continue paying a higher rate?
We made some changes, but I don't remember all that I've done, but we've done what we thought was appropriate.
And would you say you changed insurance provider, increased amount of deductible, or decreased coverage?
We increased the coverage.
Increase the amount of deductible?
Yes, we did.
Okay, thank you. Now, if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value that for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, or I want to be insured for the full replacement value, 80% to less than 100%, 60% to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
I just know that I'd like to get more money. I have people that advise me, and my son helps me an awful lot.
Mm-hmm. So would you say you want to be insured for the full replacement value? Or?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do would like that.
Thank you. Now, which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another state within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or I would not move from my home?
I think it would be difficult for me to make a decision to move from my home. I love my home.
And so you would, most likely you would not move from your home?
No, not unless my kids move, then I might move more near them.
Thank you. Now, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner's insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
No, I would not cancel.
Thank you. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I would hope the state government would.
The state government, thank you. And on a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
I support that.
And on the level of confidence that you have on a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being non-confidence and 5 being very high confidence, where would you fall?
High confident, I believe.
On a scale of 1 to 5, please?
5.
Thank you. And how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
I don't know exactly how to answer that, ma'am.
We just want to know how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk on a scale from 1 to 5, 1 being no confidence, 3 being reasonably confident, and 5, very high confidence.
I'm trying to be very highly confident.
And that would be a 3, 4, or 5?
A 3.
A 3, thank you. And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
You're asking me about what, who?
How much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
I'd like to think they do.
And on a scale of 1 to 5, where do you fall?
5.
Thank you. And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risk?
5.
Thank you. And how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
I'm really wondering if there is confidence as it should be. I'm not sure. I don't understand the government that much.
Mm-hmm. And but based on the confidence that you have in them, would you say where in the scale do you fall? Between 1 to 5?
5.
5, thank you. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe that sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected? And we have a little scale to help you. Yes, I believe it is happening, and I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I do not know if I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I will not be affected. No, I do not believe it is happening, and I don't know if it is happening.
I do believe it's happening, but I don't know if I will be affected.
Thank you very much. And if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes.
Well, they've got to increase something. I don't know what would be best.
Based on what you think is best for you, would you say increase income taxes, increase property taxes?
Income taxes.
Thank you. Now, most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not concerned at all?
Moderately concerned.
Thank you. And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Was it neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other job, or proximity to other family? You can select up to 3.
Well, just being close to my family in a nice neighborhood.
And a third one, what would it be? Between schools, crime, price,
school.
Walkability.
School would be very important.
Okay, thank you. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than a year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, between 10 to less than 20 years, or more than 20 years?
But I'm 86, so I don't think I'll be living a lot longer. And my husband's in heaven. I plan to meet him before long.
Oh, don't say that. We hope you have a long life. And based on that, how would you respond to this question?
I don't know. I don't think they are. Too many people don't live over 100, I don't think. And but I'm a very healthy. I've never drank. I've never smoked. And that I think that helps my health.
So would you say you're planning to live on your address between 10 to less than 20 years or more than 20 years?
Maybe 20 years.
Between 10 to less than 20?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I just have a few general background questions and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 54, 55 and 64, 65 or older?
I'm older than 65. I'm 86.
Thank you. And what is your gender?
What is my what?
What is your gender? Female, male, other?
Female.
Thank you. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
I live by myself, so I won't leave anybody here.
Thank you. And how many people are under 12 years old?
I have two great-grandchildren that are under 12.
But do they live in your household?
No, they do not. They live next door.
Thank you. And how many people are 65 years or older in your household?
No one is here but me.
Thank you. Now, what is your marital status? Are you single, never married, married, or living with a partner, widowed, divorced, or separated?
I'm widowed.
Thank you. And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult of your household? Less than high school, some college graduate, or graduate degree?
Some college.
Are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
I'm Caucasian.
That was a nice question. So what racial groups do you identify yourself with? You said Caucasian. Now, what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Thank you. And please tell me, which is the income range of your household? Is it under 20,000, 20,000 to less than 30,000, 30,000 to less than 50,000, 50,000 to less than 75,000, 75,000 to 100,000 or over 100,000?
Oh gosh, that's a hard question for me. I get benefits from my husband and I was retired from Florida State University.
And if you could put an estimate number? In what range do you fall?
Probably more than 50,000.
Thank you very much. And these were all the questions I had. So thank you very much for your responses and have a nice evening.
Thank you very much. You've been very nice.
I thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.